Fastlane on 101 ESPN with Chris Ron, Jim Anthony Stelter. Brad Thompson is on his way downtown for the Fox Sports Midwest call between the Cardinals and the Royals. But joining us via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line is our guy Jeremy Rutherford from The Athletic. And JR spoke with Alex Pietrangelo, got the exclusive with Petro, talked to the Blues defenseman about the latest in contract talks. And for those that hadn't checked out your article yet, JR, what's the most interesting aspect now as the contract negotiations have seemingly stalled between Petro and the Blues?
Yeah, Anthony, I think the most eye-opening part about it is the fact that Alex Pietrangelo is being so candid, that he's going on record and expressing his feelings. You typically don't see this with free agents to be, especially guys who are at the top of the class. And, you know, I respect Alex for that. I know a lot of people are going to say he and his agents are revving up the PR machine. You know, perhaps so. Is he trying to drum up some support and let Blues fans know where he's coming from? Sure. But I think he's earned that right in just a couple weeks away from potentially having to sign with another team and wear another jersey. I think he's earned the right to speak his mind.
Is he right now, with the way things have gone, the negotiations so far, is he annoyed? And if he is, does it matter?
I think he's beyond, to use your word, annoyed. Just talking to him, you know, for a few weeks now and then on the record for the article, he has said that he has been in these negotiations or playing the game, whatever you want to call it, for the better part of 15 months now. And, you know, we all understand that this is how it works. And Doug Armstrong has a salary cap and he has other players that he has to sign. And Alex Pietrangelo, it's his time, you know, to sign that next contract that probably, if it's 6, 7, 8 years, it's going to be the last one of his career. And so he wants to make sure that it's the right one. But I think when you're him and you feel like you've done a good amount for the organization and you see some other players signed and you're 2 weeks away from free agency and you're not signed, I think, to use your word, he's beyond annoyed right now.
So, JR, what exactly is the holdup then? What specifically is curtailing these contract talks, or what were the contract talks?
So I'm glad you asked, because I certainly want to clear this up. Part of the thing is, When you talk about contracts, you talk about AAV. What's he going to get paid on an annual basis, annual average value? And, you know, they've talked about a bunch of different numbers. You know, you might have heard that Alex Pietrangelo wants close to $9 million. The Blues at one point were 7.7. What I believe that number to be right now is about $8 million. But once you get past the AAV, then there are other parts to a contract. And it's not just the length, the term, 7 years. 8 years. There's also things like the no movement clause that I wrote about in my article. There's also the signing bonus at the end of the contract. So if they buy him out, he's guaranteed some salary there, the full salary of the contract. So people are a little bit confused when I say that the Blues want Alex Pietrangelo to agree to the AAV and then they'll talk about the rest of the contract. That's the situation. If Alex were to say, okay, I'll agree to 7.8, 8, 8, 1, whatever, then they want to talk about the no movement and talk about the pay structure with the signing bonus, whereas Alex says, I'm not committing to the AAV until we talk about those other things. So this is, I want to be clear here, this is not a situation where they're saying, okay, 7.8, sign it, let's move on. They're not doing that. They just want to be solid with the AAV before they move on to the other things that Alex is concerned about.
So why, maybe I missed this, but why can't they talk about those other things?
Well, it's just that that's the way the negotiation has gone. I think Alex, and again, we're talking to you know, the player here, the person who's involved, but that's what he's concerned with, is some of the other structure parts of the contract. And according to people who've been involved in this, and Alex kind of hinted at it in the story, is that they are focused on getting him in at a certain AAV, and he wants to talk about the other stuff before he commits to that AAV. So is it the Blues are trying to hide anything from him? No, that's not it. It's just that we all know their cap situation right now, and we all know that Alex is going to be a big number, and they want to be set on what they are going to get him in for, you know, prior to talking about some of those other things. So, you know, is the no movement a hang up? I don't think so. I think they could eventually negotiate that in. Is the signing bonus a hang up? It could be. I don't know. But the Blues want to take that first step and get that AAV nailed down before they talk about that other stuff. And Alex isn't interested in that.
Jeremy Rutherford is our Blues insider with The Athletic. He joins us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Okay, Jared, then what, in your estimation, and I know that we're leaning on you and these are questions that you might not have answers to, but in your mind, what changes now for the Blues and for Petro where the conversation not only sparks back up, but heads in the direction of him maybe re-signing with the Blues? What needs to change?
I'll use a phrase that Doug Armstrong has probably said 1,000 times since he came in, and I've been covering it.
Take the knife
It's a deadline league. It's a deadline league. We're still a few weeks out from free agency on October 9th, and I realize, and I've been listening to the show, you guys are doing a great job of breaking it down. You get closer, and people can start reading into it. Does it mean Alex is going to buckle and want to stay here? Does it mean that the further... The closer they get to that date, they're going to drift apart, and Alex is going to, you know, like to think about what's out there in free agency, and the Blues are going to like to think about what their payroll could look like with Alex Pietrangelo. Those are all possibilities. We could talk about every single last one of them, and I think they're all possibilities. But I think the only thing that's going to change, spark, ignite, like you're asking, Anthony, is as we get closer to that deadline, it's going to become real for both sides. It's going to become real for Doug Armstrong to think about his team without Alex Pietrangelo. It's going to be real to Alex to think about packing up the moving truck, and that's when you're going to get action. We see this every year. We just don't have a high-profile guy like Alex Pietrangelo every year.
Maybe this is all hindsight stuff, but is there anything to the idea that the money for Falk, the money for Scandella, for players like that, is hindering them from making a deal for Pietrangelo? Or should we view them separately in the sense that the Blues needed to make those deals in addition to having Pietrangelo around? How should we view all of that?
Another good question. I'm glad you asked, because I do want to touch on this. You know, everybody says if they didn't sign Falk and they didn't sign Scandella, they'd be able to sign Alex Pietrangelo. Is that true from a cap standpoint? For sure. It means they have more cap room, and they could fit Alex's, you know, $8.85-$9 million in there. But it doesn't change things from the perspective of they want to be able to pay him what they see his value is. And we're talking about now with a flat salary cap for a couple years. So let's hypothetically say for a second that Falk's not here, that they didn't re-sign Marco Scandella. They're not offering Alex Pietrangelo $10 million. They're not offering him $10.5 million to keep him. So the number that Doug Armstrong has had in his head, and granted it perhaps changed with COVID, has always been in that $8 million range. So the fact that they ate up a lot of the cap with Falk and Scandella, sure, it doesn't give him as much room. But what it means is they still want to get Alex in at eight or so. And if they do, then they're going to have to move some other parts, which they knew they were going to have to do. And they're going to have Falk and Scandella, which Doug Armstrong saw as a way to improve the team. So I do think there's a connection. I do think it, you know, kind of handcuffs the situation a little bit, but it does not change the perspective of the organization that they were never going to pay Alex Pietrangelo, you know, $8.75-$9.95. It doesn't change that, even if they had the money.
All right, so let's ask this question then, because this is the one that I believe everybody will want to know the answer to, and maybe we can't know it right now. But if they don't bring him back, does this close their window?
I think it does. I don't think that it slams it shut. I think they still have a great core group, and who knows? Without Alex Pietrangelo, maybe Colton Parayko develops into a number one. Maybe Justin Falk, with more responsibility, becomes a better player. We saw at times, you know, when he has a little more opportunity, he's looked better. So perhaps that develops. Maybe in 2 years when you're going to re-sign Parayko and you need to give Robert Thomas some more money, you think, ooh, you know, thank goodness we don't have that $8 million, you know, contract with Alex Pietrangelo. Perhaps that's the way things unfold. But if you don't re-sign Alex Pietrangelo, the Blues are not as good of a team in 2020, 21, and for my money, the next few years. I think he's that good. I think he means that much to this team. And while signing him will, you know, take away some of the money the Blues are able to spend the next few years, I think it also takes away their ability to be one of those top three or four or five teams in the league that has a chance to win a cup for the next few years.
If you want insight on Alex Pietrangelo and the Blues cutting off negotiations right now, you got to make sure that you have The Athletic. JR wrote a great piece after speaking with the Blues defenseman, and you want to make sure that you check out the entire piece. There's a lot of really interesting aspects from both sides in JR's piece for The Athletic, so I encourage everybody to check it out. JR, appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.